Well, I have to level with you. I may be the only one who really dislikes Once. I know, a critic's opinion represents only one person, but I'm awfully lonely out there. Two seasons back on Broadway, Once won 8 Tony Awards, including the one for Best New Musical. But I have a visceral reaction to this celebration of repressed young love with its repetitive minor chords and lyrics that reach new depths of melancholy. Matter of fact, each song alone works on a certain level. But put all of them together in a two-act show, and the metaphor about wearing your heart on your sleeve becomes a mess. The plaintive song, If You Want Me. There's one example. Here's another from a song in Once called The Hill.
Please try to be patient and know that I'm still learning. I'm sorry that you had to see the strength inside me burning.
I'm sorry that you had to see the strength inside me burning. What? And here's what you might call Once's keynote song, Falling Slowly, which won the Best Song Oscar in 2007 from the movie Once, the basis for this show.
Take this sinking boat and point it home. We still got
time. The music in this sinking boat is by Glenn Hansard and Markéta Irglova, who are like the main characters in the show, respectively Irish and Polish. The plot's simple. A guy, called Guy in the script, is a street musician ready to ditch his guitar because life is, well, you know, such a downer. A gal called Girl in the script hears him sing and convinces him that the world needs to hear his songs. Yes, these songs. That's what makes Once so laughable for me. Its premise is that these songs will change the world. The national tour cast offers a less intense interpretation of its erstwhile lovers than the Broadway show, but it doesn't matter much. They're played in Philadelphia by Stuart Ward and Danny DeWile, who are backed by a terrific supporting cast. Everyone on stage plays instruments and sings, even while dancing, because the cast of Once is its own orchestra. I think the whopping level of talent on stage is one of the big reasons people flock to the show. For me, though, in this case, the play's the thing. Or in this case, not the thing. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.